The latest housing data is in, and it's confirming Australia's housing prices are continuing to fall. So what's behind the trend, and where might prices go from here? In recent years, national house prices have been climbing every month. But data from analytics firm Cotality shows they flatlined in May, and in June, they actually dropped by 0.4%. That's the biggest monthly decline in more than 3 years. But that doesn't mean houses got cheaper everywhere.
So Sydney declined by 1.2% for the month, not far ahead of Melbourne at 1%.
That's Jared Berg from Cotality. So it's only actually Sydney and Melbourne where houses got cheaper, and that's brought the national average down. It's not just the month of June either. Over the last 3 months, Sydney house prices have fallen 3.2% and Melbourne's are down 2.6%. Canberra's prices also fell by 0.6% in June. But in other parts of the country, house prices still rose, although they generally rose at a slower rate than they had been. Darwin's houses got 1.4% more expensive in June, while Hobart's rose 0.6%, and houses are still getting more expensive in the regions too. So why are Sydney and Melbourne falling faster? Well, experts say it comes down to supply and demand. There's just more housing stock available in those cities. Westpac senior economist has pointed out that in cities like Brisbane, Adelaide and Perth, there's still just not many homes for sale, so prices are higher, and tight supply means we're unlikely to see a big drop. As for what's driving the national market cooling off, Cotality says the federal government's sweeping changes on capital gains and negative gearing are already having a big impact. While that might be welcome news for people looking to buy a home, many property owners aren't happy about it, and neither's the opposition. Tim Wilson is the Shadow Treasurer.
The value of an Australian home could collapse by 10 to 20%, smashing Australia's nest egg.
But Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the government expects housing prices will continue to grow, just at a slower rate.
So there'll be increase in the value of houses. It'll be slightly less, 2% to be precise, than it would have been otherwise.
The government also says it's planned for a reduction in investor demand, arguing its new rules will lead to 70,000 more owner-occupiers in the next decade. The changes are also intended to push investors towards building new homes to increase supply, but Westpac says that shift hasn't happened yet. As well as the government's tax changes, there are plenty of other complicating factors influencing the housing market, like rising interest rates and economic uncertainty due to the war in the Middle East. So while it's easy to think falling prices equals buyer's market, property market advisor Monique Sasson says it's more complex.
They're holding back and pulling back and behaving in a far more risk-averse fashion.
And plenty of people still can't afford to buy right now. So with less people able to buy, demand falls and prices drop. Here's Jared Berg again.
It's only a buyer's market because so many buyers have essentially been forced out of the market.
So will houses keep getting cheaper? Well, experts predict the market will keep cooling, but Mr. Berg says...
So it is going to take a lot before these properties come more affordable.
Sydney had the most expensive median house price in June at over $1.2 million. Brisbane and Perth's median house is also priced at over $1 million.